A week later, I was in Cimarron at the general store. As I browsed through the bolts of fabric, all I could think of were the wonderful clothes I'd be able to buy back east. The hats. I hadn't worn a decent hat in years.
Mrs. Lachlan, what can I do for you today?
Afternoon, Mr. Tremont. I need 2 sacks of flour, 1 sack of coffee beans, and a bag of that peppermint candy.
Oh, Georgia's sweet tooth, huh?
No, mine, actually.
I looked out the window of the shop. Across the street at the marshal's office, people were crowding around a wagon.
I wonder what that's all about.
I don't know. I'll be back shortly to pick up my supplies.
See you then.
As I walked toward the people in front of the marshals, I could see everyone trying to look in the back of the wagon. When I reached the edge of the crowd, I realized what they were staring at.
He just brought him in.
Who did?
Cecil Burroughs. He was tracking a buck he'd shot.
Where, Marge?
Up on the ridge above the flats. Coyotes had gotten to him. One of his arms was gone.
Oh, Lord. Poor George.
Poor Amy.
Marge Lewis and Tom Mittler turned to walk away and practically ran into me.
Oh, pardon me.
Mrs. Lachlan.
What is it?
Move out of the way.
They hurried me through the crowd and into the marshal's office. Marge set me down in a chair.
There you go.
She saw that my hands were clenched into tight fists. She tried to get me to relax, but I couldn't.
Thanks.
I was nervous. A short time later, Marshal Jeb Rawlins came in, told Marge to go home.
Thank you, Marge. You did a good
thing here.
Patted
me on the shoulder and told me to let her know if I needed anything.
All right.
I wanted to tell her to get me a ticket on the first train east. I dug my fingernails into my palms and pulled myself together as the marshal settled into the swivel chair behind his desk.
Please accept my deepest sympathies, Mrs. Lachlan.
Thank you.
This kind of thing I know is, well, it's hard to understand why life happens this way.
Someone must have tried to rob him.
Well, they got him on his way over the ridge.
He wanted to get across the flats before it got too hot.
He was shot 3 times. His rifle and pistol weren't found. Whatever money he had was gone, too.
I told him not to carry so much.
I know. I've already sent a telegram to the sheriff in Raton. One of his deputies is on his way. He'll be here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Cecil Burroughs will take him up to the ridge and show him where the body was. Ugh. Maybe they'll find something.
George was a good man.
Yes, he was. Go home. Get some rest. We'll talk later.
Thank you, Marshal.
Outside, the sun was shining. The fresh air was a welcome relief from the musty smell in the marshal's office. I walked to my wagon. People were staring at me. I climbed onto the seat and picked up the reins. I was a widow now. A distraught widow. I had to give the people what they expected to see. I hung my head, pretending to wipe tears from my eyes.
Come on.
As I started for home, I wondered when the marshal would recall the fight that George and Chance had had. When he did, I knew Chance would have to answer a lot of questions. And Rawlins would definitely remember. Too many people had seen what happened.